Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Okay, we welcome Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland to the show. Welcome, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, Tom. How are you keeping?
Very good, thank you. It's been a busy week of racing, Martin, but it all reels around the Grand National tomorrow, the world's biggest steeplechase at Aintree. Obviously, we'll be looking in depth at the race later, but briefly, this is one of the big races of the season.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, we have an audience of 600 million. I mean, once a year, punters tune into the Grand National, 40 runners. A lot of them trained in Ireland this year. We're hopeful that we can follow up last year's success with Tiger Roll. Lots of interest now, I suppose, with the ground actually gone very soft, Tom, over there. Plenty of rain in Aintree, which might skew things a little bit, but 13th hour's a race that has loads of thrills and spills, and everybody's looking forward to it very much. I suppose the most important thing, of course, all the horses come back safe and sound, all the jockeys as well. I mean, that's always the most important thing, and it has been that way for the last 6 or 7 years. It probably isn't the race it used to be. The fences have been modified, but still is a tremendous spectacle and should provide a great enjoyment tomorrow.
There's no doubt about that, Martin. Okay, Martin, before that, we'll have a look at Leopardstown and the weekend's action there. It comes with the first race off at 1:40, but we'll head to the second race on the card, the 2,000 guineas at 2:10, where we have 8 facing the starter, and there's a €50,000 fund there. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, the 2,000 guineas trial is a very important race, of course, in the calendar, and I suppose all eyes here are number one in the card, Mad Moon, for Kevin Pendergast and Chris Hayes. This one's unbeaten as two starts today last season. Very exciting colt. Now, he'll have to face soft ground for the first time tomorrow. We've had plenty of rain around here the last couple of days, so the ground will be soft. He does have to concede £3 to his 8 rivals here tomorrow as well, but I think he should be up to the task. He looked very good winning twice at Leopardstown last season, and I'd be surprised if he gets beaten. Aidan O'Brien's always a man as well, so you have to respect these type of races. He's got a couple of runners, and Ryan Moore, the stable jockey, has chosen to ride a horse called Never No More. It was an impressive winner of a handicap at Nace a couple of weeks ago. We know he's very fit and very forward, so he should go very close. Also, another one there, Wargrave for Fozzie Stack, must go well as well, but I think we'd be surprised if Mad Moon does not justify a sharp price favouritism.
And we look at the next race then, which is the Group 3 1,000 guineas trial at 2:45. 14 fillies are lining up here. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, very interesting race, this one. Iridesa, the top one, Joseph Bryan. She was a Group 1 winner last season. She won at Newmarket. I do think she's probably better over further than 7 furlongs, but she must go fairly close here under Donica O'Brien, of course, the reigning champion jockey. Good few horses in the race, though. 14, said a couple from Aidan O'Brien. Ryan Moore chooses to ride Zagatova, who was a winner of Cork last season. Did get beaten in a couple of group races after that, but obviously must have a big chance. The one I like myself, though, is number 9, Lady Kaya, Pursuit of Lavery and Robbie Colgan, a very impressive winner to Curra last August. She ran very well in the Meidler Stakes behind a very good Skitter Scatter. So I'd imagine this one could improve a lot. I think soft ground will suit her. I'm just hoping she gets the 7 furlongs very well. She's a very fast filly, and I just hope the 7 furlong trip will be okay for her. But she should certainly reward each way support. I think Lady Kaya and that 2:45 has a very big chance.
And the Ballysack Stakes, two off at 3:50. It's on tomorrow's card, and it's known as the Derby Trial. 6 declared for this one, and a €60,000 prize fund. Martin, what do you think?
Well, Aidan O'Brien here has a great record in the race, as you would expect. He's 3 runners, and Ryan Moore rides horse called Broome, winner of Galway last season. He bounced off the season by finishing second in a Group 1 at France last November. He does like soft ground, won't have any problem. I won't have any problem with the distance here. But I do think Jim Bulger's guaranteed as a very big chance against him. The Bulger stable has started the season in tremendous form. They're really, very fit at the moment. Guaranteed will round off last season with a good win in a Group 3 race over 9 furlongs at Leopardstown last November. He's already been second entry stage for the Epsom Derby that closed last week, and Jim Bulger had no hesitation in putting in guaranteed into the race. So I think he's going to be very fit for tomorrow. He may not be the best horse down the line. I think Broome probably is a good horse, and Sydney Opera House as well is another one trading around there with a good future. But I think tomorrow guaranteed could be the one.
And to wrap up Saturday, anything else you like at Leopardstown, Martin?
Yeah, the 3:15, a horse called Spanish Tenor for Tim Doyle would have a good chance. He's been quite well at the dock all season, so he should be very fit. He's got top weight here of 9:10. He does like a cut in the ground. I think 7 furlongs would suit him very well. He's ridden by a very promising jockey called Oisin Orr, who rode 2 winners at Leopardstown last Wednesday for trainer Dermot Wells. Well, in the 4:25, a couple of horses here with chances, but one I like is Third World for Dermot Wells. A good 5th at Nace a couple of weeks ago. Dermot Wells had 4 winners the other day at Leopardstown, so his team's in very good form at the moment. And from a plum draw on stall 1, I think Third World is a very good chance in the 4:25.
Thanks for that. Let's move to Sunday's action now, and keeping with the theme of flat racing, as the Cork Racecourse and Mallow host their 7 race cards, starting off at 2:05. Let's move to the third race on the card. To follow us on Twitter handicap for the extended mile at 3:10. 13 declared for this one. An interesting race here, Martin.
Yes, indeed. You mustn't have too much rain down there, Tom, because normally Cork is fairly soft. It's kind of unusual to see Leopardstown soft, and Cork is quite good yielding in places. And if the ground stays that way, and I know there is rain forecast, horse called Tony the Gent, number two on the card, has a very good chance for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane. This one finished sixth to a stable companion called Caravan, the Irish Lincolnshire at Naas 2 weeks ago. Should improve for the run and certainly has a big chance here. Jim Bulger's Gaston must have a chance for a second last week at Navan. But the top one here, Canary Row for John Ox, formerly trained by Patrick Pendergast, loves soft ground and normally goes well in these type of races. So an open contest, little each way, I think, and Tony Gent might be the right way to go.
And the big race at 3:45 is the Noble Lee Stakes over a mile and a half, worth €60,000. And we have 10 runners going to post here.
Yeah, strong contest here, Tom, indeed. Samira for Joseph O'Brien had a great season last year when trained by Jim Bulger, and certainly was actually sold at sales there for $500,000 in September. She was a Group 3 winner herself, and she must have a big chance here on soft ground. Who's Death for Ger Lyons actually won at Leopardstown last year, and this very weekend won the Guineas Trial, handled very soft ground very well. She rounded off her season by finishing second at the Blandford Stakes at the Curragh last September, and must be one for the shortlist here. But again, I'm going to roll in with Dermot Well, the horse called Hazel Bay for Chris Hayes. Finished second at Naas a couple of weeks ago, so we know she's very fit and ready to go. I think stepping up to a mile and a half will suit her, and she gets the vote to win this list of the contest, the feature race today at 3:45.
And the following race at 4:15 is a 10 furlong handicap with 13 declared again. Martin, how's this one? This is looking quite intriguing, isn't it?
It is indeed. I'm interested in the bottom one here, Turnberry Isle for Aidan O'Brien. A bit surprised that he's run them in a handicap against older horses, because he did win a nice Leopardstown maiden, Naas maiden towards the end of last season. He looks a promising start, and if the money comes for him, I suppose he would have a big chance of just 8-9. The one I was looking at myself, though, number 8, Future Proof for Noel Mead, has been running quite well over hurdles during the winter months, so he's definitely very fit, and that could be important here. Obviously, Valentine's a horse that normally goes well in these type of races, but a top one, Boho, certainly he couldn't be left leaving him out either. So it's a very interesting contest, but I think Future Proof might be the way to go here. Each way on that one, I think, has a very good chance.
And before we leave Mallow, anything else there to take your eye on Sunday?
Yeah, possibly in the very last race, the 5:20, a horse called Catani, I know it's running quite well at Naas a couple of weeks ago in his first run of the season. Should improve on that. That nice strong stall 4, and I think Catani might be the one to follow in that very last race.
Okay, thanks, Martin. Now we'll change tack to National Hunt as we set our eyes on Sunday's Cardiff Fairy House, where the first race is away at 1:50. Let's start with the 2 mile Grade 2 novice hurdle due off at 2:55. 7 declared for this one, Martin.
Yeah, interesting race here. And Willie Mullins has a strong hand with a couple of runners. The best, I think, might be Mr. Blue Sky, the mount of Ruby Walsh. This one was just beaten at Naas a couple of weeks ago. That was his first run since last October when he won very easily in Wexford. He was formerly trained on the flat in England. He likes to cut in the ground, and I think everything is set for a very big run here. He cleared the Beaufort number 3 for Gordon Elliott and Jack Henley. This one was actually run a very good race at Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago when he came down at the last hurdle. Now, he wouldn't have won, but he would have been in the first 4. It was a very competitive county hurdle, and I think he must have a very big chance this one. He looks the main danger to Mr. Blue Sky. All for Joy for Oliver McKernan will likely make the running. He did so when he won at Naas a couple of weeks ago. He probably steps up in class here and might find one or two which is good. It's an interesting contest. I think Mr. Blue Sky might be good enough to beat Eclair de Beaufort.
And the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle over 2.5 miles is underway at 3:30. A field of 15 go to post. How do you see this one going?
Wide open contest here. 25 runners in this one. This is a really, really open contest here. Song of the Sky has ran quite well for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin when second at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. Any rain that falls overnight would certainly be appreciated by this one. And she gets a good chance, very good chance here of winning this one. Lady Issia for Gavin Cromwell and Barry Gertie was a good second at Downpatrick recently and should run very well as well. It is a wide open contest. She could make a case for a couple of them, but I think they're the big two. I think Song of the Sky for me might be the one for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin.
And the fifth race on the card is the Grade 2 Novice Hurdle over 2.5 miles. 28 declared for this one, Martin.
Yeah, strong. Well, it was actually at the 5-day stage with 28, but it's only 15 in it now, Tom. But a very strong contest, this one. Gallant Janjo was a good winner at Naas a couple of weeks ago. Before that, finished third in the Grade 1 at Leopardstown behind Commander Fleet, who then went on himself and finished second at the Cheltenham Festival. So that looks rock-solid form. With Dennis O'Regan on board, I think Gallant Janjo is the one to beat here. Willie Mullins is a good few runners in this, an easy game with Ruby Walsh on board. Was a little bit disappointing at Cheltenham last time. I think the ground might have been a bit soft for him. But before that, he won twice at Navan before Christmas in graded events, and he returns here with an excellent chance. Milan Native or Gordon Elliott was just beaten at Navan the last time it ran. and must have a chance as well by other notable runners here, School by Hours, and in particular Emmett Munns' 0-10, who was impressive at Leopardstown last time, and is the mount of David Mullen. So a strong contest this one. I go for a gallant John Joe, but I definitely have a healthy respect for 0-10. He certainly shouldn't be too far away either.
And the last race, the Mayor's Listed Bumper, looks quite hot on paper. 12 declared for this one. What do you like here?
Absolutely, and Willie Mullins has traded him. Col Reeby was a very good horse last season. She hasn't actually ran since last April when she won the Punchdown Festival. Might just need to run here. I see Patrick has chosen to ride Yukon Lil, and that must be a tip in itself. Has very good form. Well, Sassy Yet Classy hasn't ran since winning at the Stowe last September for Gordon Elliott, but is the mount of Jamie Codd and must certainly get involved here. However, the one I was going to go for is a horse called Gypsy Island for Pat Fahey. Good winner at Nace a couple of weeks ago. I was actually there that day and she was very impressive. Before that, she was second over hurdles and she's won well at Ballinrobe and only started last season. Now, if she runs in the colours of JP McManus, I think she's going to take plenty of beating in this very last race to 5-5.
And before we leave Fairy House, Merton, anything else take a ride there?
Yeah, the opening race, I think Tara Dillon must have a good chance. She's been unlucky, I suppose, not to win a race over hurdles to date. She's got some good form to her credit and might find her chance to win a race in the very first race, the 150. Well, in the 220, plenty of runners here, but a horse called Discordancy for Jessica Harrington. Ran a very good race at Cheltenham last time, actually, in a good handicap. Steps down to maiden company here and might be good enough to win for Jessica Harrington and Robbie Power.
Thanks for that, Martin. I suppose there's only one place really we should be looking at this weekend, and that's Aintree. And before we look at the big one, what's on the undercard that you like?
Yeah, well, Apple's Jade, I think, certainly would be the one. She was disappointing in the champion hurdle, but I don't know what the reason was. Maybe she doesn't like Cheltenham, but certainly she's a good chance to win the 3-mile hurdle tomorrow at Aintree. It'd be nice to see her back. She was in tremendous form up until the Cheltenham run. It's just too bad to be true, I think. Just one of those off days that the Mayor sometimes have. She was well beaten when finishing behind Esport Allen in the champion hurdle. Maybe the 2-mile trip, the trip to Cheltenham itself, maybe just didn't suit. But she has won at Aintree in the past. She won the 4-mile hurdle there a couple of years ago. And her overall form suggests she's going to take plenty of beating. I think going back up to 3 miles will suit her. And hopefully she can be another winner for what should be a great race. Racing day tomorrow at Aintree. The ground has gone soft, Tom, which is making things very interesting. She does like soft ground, Appleshade, and I think, you know, the 3-mile trip will suit her fairly well. I think she's going to take plenty of beating that 3-mile hurdle tomorrow.
And the big race itself, I suppose, the £1 million Randox Health Grand National over the famous Aintree National Fences. We have a maximum field of 40 going to posts. Where else do we start other than last year's winner, Tiger Roll and Davy Russell?
Well, absolutely, and there's no question, Tom. Everybody in the country will be hoping he can do it. He's a hugely popular horse. As a 9-year-old, he's a perfect age. Now, he is trying to become the first horse in the brilliant Red Rum back in 1974 to win the race 2 years in a row. Now, he is up £9 higher than last year when he just held on to beat Pleasant Company in a thrilling finish. His form in the last couple of months have been outstanding, though, has to be said. I thought, you know, after winning last year's National, that would be the best of them. And an awful lot of these horses that win the race never really come back to win much after that. But Tiger Roll seems to be the exception in every way. He was a very impressive winner of a hurdle race at Navan in February. He was there that day. He won over 2.5 miles. Really impressive. And then last time, he was a 22 length winner of the cross-country chase at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, the handicapper put him up a further £10 for that win, but he doesn't have to carry that £10 tomorrow. So I can see why he's going to start a very sharp price favourite. I think he's going around 4-1, 9-2, which is ridiculously short, I suppose, in a race where there's 40 runners. I couldn't recommend backing him, but there's no question I can see why people are. The one worry he would have is a small horse. He does have to carry 11.5. He just got home last year, so maybe the trip on soft ground tomorrow might just be a little bit against him. But Davy Russell, hugely popular jockey, a brilliant jockey around Aintree, as you know, and of course everywhere else as well. It would be tremendous if he can win this race, and he will have a huge following. He's very popular in England, actually, Tiger Roll himself, the horse, and I think he's going to start a very sharp price favourite. I think we will win the race. Whether it's going to be with Tiger Roll or not, I'm not quite sure. Gordon Elliott has 11 runners now in the race, and of course Willie Mullins is well represented with a couple of runners as well. Annabelle Fly headed the way. The horse was fourth last year. He finished second album photo for Tony Martin and Barry Geraghty in the Gold Cup a couple of weeks ago. He's £5 higher last year, and he's a lot of weight to carry under 11.10, but he couldn't be ruled out, and he's around 12-1 as I speak at the moment. The one tip I do fancy though is Willie Mullins trained Rat Finden with Ruby Walsh. Ruby's won the race, of course, twice in the past, and must have a big chance once more on this Rat Finden. He's only run once this season. He was the winner at Ferry House a couple of weeks ago after the weights came out, so he doesn't have any penalty to carry here. He's carrying a nice weight at just 11 stone. He's 11 years of age, which is just around the perfect age for the race. there was 3 11-year-old winners there a couple of years ago, the last one back in 2014. He drove fairly well. He won over 4 miles at the Cheltenham Festival last season. So I think he just got everything in his favour. Around 8 or 9 to 1, he would be my ultimate selection. Others with big chances at maybe longer prices, the likes of an English horse here called Joe Farrell has been attracting plenty of money in recent days. Claimed by Rebecca Cortes. He's actually number 40 in the cards. He's the lowest rate to carry, just 10 stone 2. Another one there called Vintage Clouds of Sue Smith, who won the race a couple of years ago herself as a trainer. She has Vintage Clouds. He's a grey horse. He finished third at Cheltenham last time out and must have a big chance as well. A couple of other Irish ones definitely worth mentioning are the likes of Jury Duty for Gordon Elliott, the mount of Robbie Power, of course, won the race back in 2007 on Silver Birch. He was a winner of the American Grand National, which I believe last October, and then came out and won well at Downright last time. Not quite sure that he'll last out the 4 1/4 mile trip, but he certainly has won with a good chance. So I don't want to give a bit of a mention to his horse called Dunica, so back to himself at 33-1. Jack Kennedy rides this one. He gets the trip, no problem. Soft ground won't be an issue for him either. He's got 11 stone, and as I say, it'll be a fairy tale win if Jack Kennedy can win the greatest steeplechase of them all. But as I said before, the most important thing, all jockeys and horses come home safe and sound. It would be a fairy tale result if Tiger O can do it, and he certainly has outstanding prospects. But I'm going to favour Rat Finn, and I think he can do it for William Mullins and Ruby Watch.
That's brilliant, Martin. Before we let you go, it's that time of the week where we get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, so at Leopardstown on Saturday, we're going to go along with Guaranteed in the 350 and go along with Spanish Tenor in the 315. There'll be the two bets there. At Cork on Sunday, I like the chances of Hazel Bay in the 345. I think that's a very good chance of winning. And also Catani in the last race, the 520. Well, at Ferry House on Sunday, very much fancy Mr. Blue Sky in the 255. But I take a chance on Gallant Jonjo in the 330.
And that's all. I suppose that's where we have to leave it for today, Martin.
What do you fancy yourself, Tom, in the National? Do you have any there yourself?
Well, from a yawl point of view, I hope Tiger Roll comes home with Davy Russell on board, I suppose. So we won't be looking, but I know the odds are a bit prohibitive, all right? But we'll have to wait and see.
It would be fantastic if he can do it. Big reception for Davy. He can do it, of course, as well.
I suppose a big ask. History is against him, I suppose. 74 since Red Rum won, so a big ask.
Absolutely, because an awful lot of horses have tried. I mean, Hedgehunter finished second in 2006. He won in 2005. Loads of horses have tried in the last 20, 30 years, and it's a pretty hard thing to do. But there's no doubt that Tiger Roll has an awful lot of things in his favour.
Oh, it'd be great to see it happening. Look, we just have to wait and see tomorrow, I suppose.
No problem indeed, Tom. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much for that, Martin.
Thanks.
That's Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, and we'll hope to hear from you again next week.
Absolutely. No problem at all, Tom. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.